The fact is that only I think about a year and a half ago, I asked Hafiz Muzaffar Sahib and Madak Saifur Rahman Sahib to collect, to work on these. And they collected quite a few traditions relevant, and Hafiz Muzaffar Sahib wrote a very good paper on this. So you tell him to send that paper. That should be translated and published in review. So it is positively proved that after the revelation of this verse, there is not a single incident where Ahazah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered anybody to be stoned. The fact is that it was his general practice, and he always stuck to this principle that as long as Allah had not revealed directly to him on something, he would follow the previous religion. And again, even after the revelations of something in the Holy Quran, if people from other faiths would come to him, he would judge them according to their faith and their books. That was the most magnanimous behavior of Ahadul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would not impose the Holy Quran upon them, but would decide their cases according to their faith and religion. So, according to Ahadul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's traditions in Uswa Hasana, Ahmadi should have been asked by these so-called Muslims, what is your faith and what is your book? The answer would be, Islam is our faith and the Holy Quran is our book. So if they were to follow Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam's traditions, they would have to judge us according to the Holy Quran and the tradition as we believe in that. But they themselves have left and died and abandoned the spirit of Islam, so how could we expect such a thing from them?
And he also attributed this act, this sort of punishment, to Hazrat Umar in one instance.
But that is neither here nor there. The Holy Quran was revealed to Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. In his day, it was demonstrated. For some other reason, if a punishment is given, that is not to be attributed to the Holy Quran, which does not say that. Even that has been investigated. In fact, we deeply went into all the possible incidents which may throw some light on this incident and may confuse the issue. And we came to the conclusion, ultimately, that all the punishment which was meted out was not just for adultery or fornication. The Holy Quran has given a right to a ruler to punish in heinous crimes by cutting the hands from different directions or stoning to death, and these things are very clearly mentioned in the Holy Quran. But the crime must demand such a harsh treatment. So wherever Hazrat Umar or somebody else is found to have punished somebody, that was against a very heinous type of rape. It was not just adultery or something like you know, like a normal phenomena of a mutual crime, but it was a very criminal and extremely cruel incident of rape. So it was punishment, additional punishment for that, which he prescribed at that moment.